Kiddush.
What is Kiddush? What is Kiddush? That's the question.
Okay, the Rebbe said, unusual Rebbe, Torahs. The Rebbe said, having a silver cup for Kiddush is a skula to bring a person wealth.
Why?
So it's very simple. So because Kos is gematria Elokim, like Dari says. Elokim is an aspect of Yira, of awe and fear of Hashem. So Yira is the Bechina, a feminine Bechina. He said, it says, honor your wives who have wealth. He said, that means honor this Bechina, the feminine Bechina. You have Kiddush cup, that's what the Rebbe said. It's another element, it's another aspect. Oh, Hashem. So where are we? Okay. Also know, we said that every person's soul ascends. We all go up. Every person's soul ascends during Kiddush. Everyone. So, if you're going to ascend, like Rebbe says, behaving, when you pick yourself up, you help everyone else up who has something to do with your short neshama, with your root, because it has to be space, as it were. The spaces, you move up. So the Rebbe says, there has to be space to ascend. So that means you push everything up. All the worlds go up. Everything gets moved. Each one goes to a different level as we ascend. On Kiddush, the Tikkun Kaddisha, the aspect, the higher aspect of Keser, the aspect where a person's so completely connected to Hashem, he's so awakened, his Ratzon, his deep-seated desire and need for Hashem, his deep connection to Hashem, the truly connected to Hashem, he takes Ratzon and makes it to Tzinor. Tzinor means a conduit, it's a channel. He creates a channel from on high and he's just somewhere else. That element goes even higher. And in the world where it goes, you have a Yud Vav Dalet Hey Hey. At this Bechina is called Yud K, and that's what we have in mind. The Kiddush is Yud K, which is the name of Hashem, of course. That's what we, like we spoke about earlier. Hashem created this world with the Hey, created the next world with the Yud. That's this Yud K. We're just connecting this world with the next world and bringing that tremendous spiritual influx. And we do that. Because we're able to reach this very, very, very high place. That's why it's the Bechina of hearing, because the source of hearing, the source of a person's capacity to hear, really understand, that's what we that's what's reached. So we go up, we ascend to the place where usually you have the Bechina is called Abba. That means this deep connection, this deep multiplication of oneself to Hashem. And that's where the food from Shabbos comes from. That's why it's called the Suda of Atika Kadisha, because you are able to reach some aspect of Atika Kadisha, goes on, you reach this element. So we said, there are three Hays. There are three different elements that we have to work on all the time. They're called three Kavim, three lines. And these three elements are kindness, constriction, and the middle aspect, Tiferes. So each one has a Yud K. And we said, but then I also, each one has a Yud K. Yud K's now are you write with a Hey. Yud always write the same way, Yud Vavdalad. The Hey is Hey Hey. So three times. Yud Vavdalad, Hey Hey, another Yud Vavdalad, Hey Hey, and then another Yud Vavdalad, and then Hey Hey. Fine, very good. So all of those, you have Yud Vavdalad is 20. Hey and Hey is another 10. 30. 30 times 3 is 90. So that's 70. So first of all,
90 is what?
90 is tzaddik. 90 is 3 times yud k.
Yeah.
3 times we have yud vav dalet hey hey, right? 3 times. That's the Kiddush by day.
Well, we only say Kiddush once, right?
Of course, but that one time we have 3 yud k's. Also the night Kiddush, we also have 3 yud k's. It's just a different 3 yud k's. The three K's are Yud. Yud Vavdal Hey Yud, not Hey. And there's one that's without anything, just Yud K, if I remember right. But actually, there's also three. So if there's three different elements you have to uplift now. That's our chance to do.
Elements.
Yeah, within ourselves. In ourselves. And within also, it's in everything.
These the elements, we're talking about elements that exist now.
Kind of. I guess you could put it that way.
Elements.
The four elements? Yeah, I guess you could put it that way.
Six elements of the scale, of course, the scale. And this has a body out like this, and you have, you know, they have spheres, all the spheres. We're talking about six spheres?
What we're talking about here is, we can put it in terms of elements, but what we're saying here is that there's three logic. You take all 10 spheres, right? The 10 spheres, where we're dealing with them, there are really 6 or 7, because you have to fill in each level with the higher order, and then it gets expanded and completed. That's the whole, and then you're on a different level. So there's really three different lines, which include the, I'm sure you've seen, right? When the spheres are fixed, there's like three different lines. So three lines, because you have Chachan, which is Chachma, Chesed, Netzach. Baga is Bina, Gvura, Hod. And Dati is Das, Tiferes, Yisod. That's what we're talking about here. Each one of those gets a Yud-K. Also the night Kiddush, also the day Kiddush, and also doing Siddur Shlishis, even though you don't make Kiddush. Fine. So those all three, that's how it works. So you can put it in terms of elements if you want. You can. I'm not going to say you can. If I'm going to put it in terms of elements, let's see how I do that. Presumably it will be fire, water, and air. Fire meaning gaiva, anger, all this sort of thing. Also the type of taiva, which is fiery, like not the negative. Then you have chesed, is more expansive, that's minus water. And then the air is what's in between, this bechina of speed, all these different elements. Presumably you could do that also. I say the malchus is underneath, the malchus is bechina of dirt, of depression and the laziness. But one way or the other way, however you want to look at it, there's three different things we have to work on for the next week, for building the whole person, building me, building each of us, is the Kiddush by day. So this yud, vav, dal, hey, hey, three times. And that's tzaddik, which is 90. Now, this 90, so you want to access, and we've spoken about this before, there are four main ways of permutations. Oops, I don't want to say, Chas V'Shalom, it sounds like, Sadek's not doing his hair. It's like, what is he doing?
Mathematical. Mathematics.
Exactly, permutations of the Shem of Yud Kev of K. First one is with Yud. Yud of Dal is always the same. Hey Yud, and Vav Yud Vav, and then Hey Yud. Second one is the same thing. Yud of Dal, Hey Yud, and the last Hey is also Hey Yud. The Vav, instead of a Yud, has Vav Aleph Vav. Then you have all Alephs. Now it's easy. All Alephs, Yud of Dal, the same before. Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph. And then you have Maras Machpel. Yud of Dal, and everything's the same. Hey Hey, Vav Vav, and then another Hey Hey. Fine. Those are the four elements. How many Yuds are in those four permutations? The answer, of course, is 9. Because the first one has 4 yuds. Yud of Dal has 1 yud. Always. So if you put yud of Dal, that starts 4 no matter what. Let's leave yud of Dal out, we'll call it 4. Then we have 3 more in the first one, because the first one's yud. Every other letter, all 3 letters, has a yud. Right? Hey yud. That's one. That's another one. Vav yud vav, and then hey yud. The next one is missing 1 yud, because vav vav instead of vav yud vav. So how many yuds is that? 2 more. So we have already, the first one's 4, the second one's 3. That's 7. What about the next one? The next one's Aleph. All three other letters have only Aleph or Vav, right? So Yud of Dal, then Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Aleph. How many Yuds? 1. So Aleph. Same with the Marshall paper. Yud of Dal is 1 Yud. Then that's it. Hey Hey, Vav Vav, Hey Hey. It's not going to be any other Yuds. That's 10. So you have 9 Yuds. 9 Yuds is 90. 90 is if one yud goes into each letter of Brei Pri Gafim. We say Brei Pri Gafim, put one yud in each one of those. That's one important thing that we are learning now, that we're trying to see now. We're done in a minute, I want to just read a law, and we'll move on to Rei Mok Sivetz. Right, so you have the 4 yud K is also, Tzadik is Gematria Yayin. You're also accessing the wine for that as well. Maybe we'll see in another second what this is a little bit. The three Yud K's is Tzadik. With Yayin, that's Gematria Ayin at 70, is Kustamach Aleph. Right. What were you saying? Sorry?
I was asking a question.
What was the question?
Is are you saying that each word of Kiddush has a potential to elevate us?
To elevate us to the next world. Olam Haba, Yud is the next world. Get another light of Yud, Chachma, big, big, big elevation. Every single word takes you somewhere else. And it's all one complete aspect. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what's being said. That's what Ari is saying. And these four shemas are for sure, relate to the four elements. That's for sure. The first one, Yud Vodal, with the Yuds, is a Shfai, at least anger, arrogance. We're supposed to use these Yuds that's supposed to bring us to a state where there's only Hashem, not me. That's the flip side, that's the good side of that. When you have another, the next three take us to the Bechina that's called, that's Avir, right? That's the Bechina of speech, talking, Chais, Lashon Hara. On a bad level, it's Lashon Hara, wasting time, lying, flattery, all these nice things that we'd rather not be part of. And on a good level, there's using speech for good, helping people learn Torah, Tefillah, Torah, there's all these good things. Fine. So that's the next three. The next one, the second to last one, is going to be the Bechina that's called water. It's expansiveness. It's all different types of desires. Food, other types of physical stimulation. That has place in time and not misappear issues. And the last one is dirt. It's earth. That's the aspect of laziness and depression. All of those we're supposed to counter, and all of those we can get in Kiddush. The first we're supposed to get to this place where we're just the Yud Hashem. Then we bring that down to another level where the next three Yuds, the next three words, which brings the next three Yuds, the next level is the kind of having proper speech. Once we have those two, then we move on to being able to overcome our desire for food and other illicit desires. And then we move on to being filled with alacrity and simcha and kedusha, and not in a place of laziness or depression. That's the bracha of Brit Pirgopan, also by night and also by day. It's the first pasch. That's the chayav serving by day. I think it's by night too. But actually, that's what we're trying to access. And he's saying something very, very profound, which we probably shouldn't talk about right now too much. And he has another paragraph on it. We'll just say kitzur. Kiddush by day is called kedusha rabba. Why? This is because if you take the way he's saying it, and there's another way of doing it also, but we'll just do it his way, and we'll leave it for now. Maybe next time we'll do the other way too. But what he's saying is like this: so you take the tzaddik. Tzaddik is also yayin, of course. This tzaddik, these nine yuds. You add the yayin. You add wine. What do we have? 90 plus 70 is 160. Kuf samach aleph. Kuf samach aleph is the way you like erkes. Aleph lam pei hey yud. Yud Dal Hey Yud. I'm not sure if it's Yud or Hey. But actually, yeah, there's an Eker that comes out from Samach Aleph. Yeah, Yud. Fine. That's the Oh, psh, how are we looking? You'll tell us the Halacha from the third Nine Halacha book. We'll hear the real truth. You won't let, don't let me steal the deal. Show me the way. I'm happy to hear.
I'm returning.
Anyway, actually, yes, that's the other Bechina. So it says you take that and you add on Samach Gimel. You're on the side, and you have Rabba, and that's called the Be'er. And that we're talking about, but then you're trying to access this place, which is a very, 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 very high level of like this flowing, endless flow, like the Zohar says. When you get to a place that's so powerful, it's like you have this torrential body of water that you can plug it up, and it's going to just go out 100 other ways. You can't stop it. It's just so full and so moving. So if you want to get to there spiritually, you know, we spoke about this also in the night Kiddush. I'll just conclude with the Ramak. The Ramak says Kiddush brings holiness, right? On Shabbos, that's what Kiddush is, right? So he says, I don't understand. Shabbos is holy on of its own accord because Hashem made it holy, right? We don't say Mikdash Yisrael about Shabbos, and we ought to. On Shabbos we say Mikdash Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos we say Mikdash Shabbos. Hashem is Mikdash Shabbos. Not Yisrael. We don't do it. We don't sanctify Israel. So then, if it's already Kodesh, what are you doing? What is Kiddush? So he says the same thing. He says it's a muscle when you have this very powerful spring, very big, powerful body of water underground or somewhere. So like there's like a little hole. So there's water flowing out. So you take a sledgehammer. Boom! He says, the more you slice, that's Kiddush. Kiddush would want more Kiddush. Yeah, I said maybe Kiddush, but You ever want it? That's kiddushim. Boom, and you break through. That's the beginning of the air. Especially by day, your mamish, it's flowing. You just want to break into the flow. You want to get it all. You want illumination. You want a connection. That's your. You have a special opportunity on Shabbos. Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. I came really late today.